Blog Talk Radio.
Who says you need to have money to have fun? Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Who says you need to have money to love someone? Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I may not have fortunes in my name, together tonight. And who says you need to have money to have fun? Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Who says you need to have money on someone? Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh.
I know your dad is rich, he's one rich man.
Maggie Love, what it do, my people. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. We're live right here from Jacksonville. By the way, it was in Florida today. I'm not going to rub it in some of y'all faces because I know you're still freezing in some of the places in the world, but it was sunny here in Florida. Anyway, tonight we're interviewing, I will be interviewing Mr. Kenya Martin, and I'm actually excited to interview this artist from North Carolina, originally from North Carolina, by way of Atlanta. He's a very individual. I listen to his EP, I don't know how many times. So anyway, I'm not going to brag too much about him. I'm going to save a little story for our interview. In the meantime, I'm going to play a few tracks until our guest joins us here. If you're not following us already on Twitter, please on Get Lifted Radio at @lifted_radio. And if you're not, if you haven't connected with us on Facebook, please check us out, facebook.com/getliftedradio. And radio has two O's. Here we go with New Nobile from Down Under, Australia. Bow, Paradise.
The taste is passion, a lust is so dry.
To my predecessors, I ain't saying, nigga, I'm the best, I'm just saying that there ain't nobody better. I grind too hard not to acknowledge it. Why your chick want a full ride, no scholarship? I'm the flyest nigga breathing at award shows. 100 deep, 10 cars, all photos. Looking like $1 million in my photos. In my suit, the only time I ain't wearing my logos. Walking out of plush, go to Soho. Feel like I spend more money when I'm solo. You watching on the tube, the Miami Heat. We gon' go experience Miami Beach. Get a rental car, low for any incidentals. Lot of kush, cause I swear my nigga temperamental. On the leak with Malik, I'ma live a little. Hit my plug on the phone and we speak riddles. Place high, low, and they in the middle. I don't need the whole meal, just chicken little. If I don't get a whole meal from me busting flows, all this money I invested from me busting those, just might go nuts like sanitariums. Trying to make all my ends meet, vegetarian. Talking chickens, no poultry. So high, cool, no poetry. You want me to leave, you better grow a tree. Wanna hear the best of Steve, better know it's me. I remember ain't nobody even noticed me. Now they all hanging from my bars like a rosary. Looking for that like evolution. You ain't even catch that. I was coming up, no wetback. Said I couldn't do it, but I ain't accept that. Drop high shit, what I kept there. But for every win, gotta share setbacks. Now I'm here like an eardrum. Take a look at all the progress a year brung. Shining bright like a diamond. Take a look at all my timing. Take a look at all that jewelry. See, it's way more than shining. Said all the South do is trap music. So you know I had to chime in. Like Chris Brown, no Rihanna. Like the Grammys, red carpet, no designers. Is it too early to be arrogant? Even though I got it rope like a lariat. All these rappers on that scary shit. They never do it for themselves like a surrogate. Claiming real, they erroneous. Niggas more like cubic zirconias. Diamonds. Whole team diamonds. They say pressure bust pipes. Pressure made diamonds. Me and Blaze, nigga. You know what it is. 2013 and beyond, baby. Vendetta Vision. Get lifted, ENT. What up, Red? Visionary, nigga. Huh? Beast Boy. Ruler. No days off, nigga. Put in that hard work, man. You niggas slacking, dog. I'ma pick up where you niggas falling off at. Drop your niggas off the edge, nigga. Yo, what up, Jay? We all in this bitch, man. I don't even do Jaeger, but I've been on that shit for like a week straight. Yeah. Whole team diamonds. Yeah, my whole team diamonds.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. What it do, what it do. We're live on Get Lifted Radio, Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to go ahead and bring our guest on. As we speak, Mr. Kenyon Martin himself. I am excited to have him. How you be? How you be, sir?
What's going on? I am excited. I am excited. Bringing greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. ATL, ATL. And speaking of Atlanta, man, I've been watching you ever since your music was submitted to be in rotation on Turn It Up Tuesdays, and it was the Dive Into Love track. And since then, like, you've been everywhere. You've been doing a little bit of everything.
it's been a lot of fun, you know. I think that's something that's so amazing just about the career paths of entertainment or the performing arts. It's so spontaneous, and I've just learned to enjoy each moment. You know, I'm grateful for it. I really am.
Awesome, awesome. So before we get any farther into our interview, as you stated, you're currently residing in Atlanta, Georgia, but introduce the people, you know, let them know who you are, where you're originally from, and how you got started with music.
Yes, I'm originally born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. I come from a background of musical people. My father was a pastor, a musician, a great songwriter. Have a slew of uncles, aunties, and cousins that all, you know, do music. My mom she actually took me to my first studio when I was about 5 years old. There was a group that she used to sing with, and I really think it was from there I began to just get immersed in music, and it just became, it was always a huge part of my family, and, you know, of course, it just, in its own way, was passed down to me.
Awesome. And I saw on your bio, you have a great resume as far as accomplishments.
Oh, thanks.
and I just want to tell you, like, congratulations, honestly, because
there's
a lot of individuals that I have come across since I've become in depth with the music industry and marketing and branding, and the accomplishments that you have on your resume, I'm actually honored to have you as a guest on Get Lifted Radio. Honestly, because you know it's hard to find humble individuals within
this
industry. So
that's very true.
You know, when you come across somebody and you look at their bio and you say, wow, he's actually was done has like for Destiny's Child, like I was a fan of them, you know what I mean? Like to see the individuals that you've done, you know, background vocals for and things of that sort, like, is really amazing. So if you want to go into a little depth about that, you know, some of the work that you've done and how you were able to come across those opportunities and take advantage of them.
Yeah, wow. You know, well, first I must say thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, the Southern boy in me was always just reared to be humble. You know, opportunities are going to come, but it's always instilled in me, what do you do with the opportunity that is going to make room for future, you know? And I think that's really the mindset that I approach every gig, performance, studio session, whatever. I want to give my best because people would only be, or wouldn't be attracted to me, you know, if I didn't give anything less than my best. And I think for me, where I really began to just be taken aback by the way my career was headed was certainly, I remember my freshman year in college, I attended Morehouse College. Shout out to any Morehouse listeners out there. And I remember it was, what, maybe 2 weeks after I was there, I got a gig to sing background behind Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
You know, like, for real.
Yeah, and it was just what I learned was in all those settings, they are literally the same person just like you. You know, granted, their career, they're successful, they have money, they have a lot of acclaim, but they're musicians, they're performers. They want to see if you're going to appreciate their art the way that you appreciate yours, you know? And from those moments, it just led me to work with people, everyone ranging from I did a show with Miss Elle Varner, who's really, really spectacular, Jasmine Sullivan, Jamie Foxx, to meeting Neo, to, you know, opportunities just began to pop off. And I really counted nothing short of blessing. And it wouldn't have happened if, one, I didn't make sure and prepare myself, groom myself as an artist, you know, be professional, as well as legitimately. I think when you're a lover of music, a lover of your passion, you can make anything happen, you know, because people are attracted to all things that are authentic. You know, that's what I choose to believe.
I like that. People are attracted to all things that are authentic.
Yeah.
That's a Kenyon Martin quote.
Yes.
You need to write that down.
Yes.
But definitely. So, you know, I know for me, any type of, when I was an athlete, you know, big moments, there's always those butterflies. And to me,
yes,
you know, when you have butterflies, that's a good thing. It's when you don't have the butterflies and you feel like, you know, you're the ish, and you're pretty much I feel like when you no longer have butterflies, you feel like you're perfect.
Absolutely.
You know?
I must agree.
So, how do you overcome, like, you know, because you're not a rapper, you're a singer. And rapping and singing, that's different. You know, being around a studio, I've learned that for singers, it's a little bit more, it takes a little bit more for you guys than someone who just gets behind the mic and, you know, raps bars or spits bars. So, you know, how do you get through that where it doesn't affect, like, your voice, your vocals, you know, hitting notes? Because I know when I'm nervous, my voice rattles and probably does all kinds of weird things that I don't hear.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you overcome that?
Honestly, I was always taught by a lot of my early music teachers and professors, what you do in practice is what you do in performance. And it used to really, really irritate me because I was like, well, no. Like, when I get on stage, I get butterflies, I get nervous, you know, everything you just explained. But it was true in the fact that if you really, really work hard when you're practicing in those moments where nobody's paying attention, you know, where you're really trying to cultivate, you know, whether it's your flow as a rapper or your skill set as a singer, when you get to that moment where you have to take to the stage and perform, it really, really, really is almost amazing how it's kind of like it just becomes second nature for you to shine, you know, in your gift. And I think what has really helped me also has been you have to, one, fall in love with what you are able to do. You know, it always is noticeable, especially in my arena with a bunch of artists. You can tell the people that are, wait, they're kind of tapping into a lane that's not necessarily something that's real for them. And then it's like, oh, wait, I connect with you. This is totally you all day. You're shining, you know. And I remember early on as a kid, I think it's natural, especially as a singer, you try to imitate every singer from the John Legends to the Stevie Wonders to the Luther Vandrosses. And I just remember I love Luther Vandross, but I just could not get my voice to sound like his. You know, I'm a young guy, but I grew up on old school music, and I was like, man, everybody loves Luther Vandross.
And, that's, you know, true, though.
Yeah, and, you know, as you can imagine, being a young, aspiring singer, it's like, oh, well, baby, you're not singing this. You need to sing like Luther. But it's like, well, wait, no, I can. And so I had to learn, one, when you fall in love with your gift, whatever your skill set is, and you know it thoroughly, it'll still be moments of nervousness, but you'll eventually rise above it. And again, I hate to keep driving it back to that point of authenticity, but it's true. I think that's what makes some of the most successful artists, we're attracted to them because whatever they present, even if it's a team of people that help create it, man, it's like they own it, you know? And when someone is confident in owning their art, man, it's just breathtaking. It really is.
Wow. I like that. I like that. Own your art. Give us some good quotes here, man. I'm running this. Well, we're going to take a quick song break. The first, I got three tracks here. I went and dug one out on my own that I really like. I'm going to save that one for last. Yeah.
Okay.
But the first track I want to get into is one of the tracks that I see you're currently pushing, which is The Dive Into Love. You want to tell the people a little bit about that track before we get into it?
Absolutely. Dive Into Love is a record that I pulled from those old school roots of your Donny Hathaways and Marvin Gaye's and wanted it to mesh with the artists like Usher and Mario and Chris Brown. And I wanted it to be a love story, but I wanted the song to really be reminiscent of the old school with the touch of the new school. And so it's a fun love song depicting a relationship where you see the person of your dreams and you just want to tell them that you love them in a special way. So a lot of people love it, and that's wonderful. I'm really excited.
Yes, sir. Here we go with Dive Into Love by Kenya Martin.
Now I've got a song for you.
I go into a whole nother mode.
Huh?
I ain't even gonna be giving nobody none of my secrets when I be over here listening and diving to love.
Oh wow! Wow,
but,
that's love.
Yes,
thank you.
You're welcome, man. When I got that track, I was like, "What?" I think the email said something about we would appreciate you taken into consideration, like putting it into rotation or something of that sort. I'm like, consideration, this is going in.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. Because I get a lot of, I get a lot of MCs and rappers that submit music, and I know that there are very, very talented singers out there. And one of the things that I'm beginning to learn is that there's also a lot of MCs and rappers that look for singers, you know, to be on their hooks and things like that as well.
Right.
So, you know, I honestly feel like more singers definitely need to start utilizing these platforms.
Exactly.
And, you know, and exposing themselves just as much as anyone else uses these platforms. So
exactly.
Yeah. Let the people know where they can find that track.
Yeah, so Dive Into Love is available on all major online music stores, your iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everything. And it's searchable by my name, Keyen Martin, K-E-E-Y-E-N, last name Martin, or hashtag Dive, capital N, number 2, and L-U-V, Dive Into Love.
There you go, there you go. So do you have any shows, anything like that, that's immediately coming up in the Atlanta area or anywhere for that matter?
Yes, I'm really excited. The show series titled The Alignment, basically a platform geared towards really showcasing indie artists. I've helped spearhead back in 2013. We've done two shows, one in 2013, 2014, packed out a popular music venue here in ATL called Apache. And it's myself along with three other artists. We're performing next weekend, April the 11th and 12th, two shows. You can find out more information on all my social media, but it's going to be at Red Cotton Studios, and it's going to be amazing. Where it actually talks of us touring it this summer. So I'm really excited. So I would love for everyone to come out.
Red Patent Studios.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's a nice place. I haven't heard of that. I've heard of Apache, and I've actually been there a couple times. And I've been there for a poetry event, and
mm-hmm.
I was also there for like a hip hop type of event as well. So I like that
mm-hmm.
venue. Pretty nice venue there.
Yeah, it really is dope. Yeah.
So besides singing, you know, what else are you involved in? You know, acting? Do you do songwriting for other people?
Yes, actually, my transition into really becoming a solo artist came by way of songwriting. I did a lot of work with writing behind the scenes for other artists and background singing behind a lot of different artists, and I would always, you know, write for myself, but I'm sure you being an artist yourself, it's like even in poetry or in theater, it's like sometimes you listen to your original pieces and you're like, well, no, I think this may need to be tweaked or this may need a little bit more work. You know, it's so easy sometimes with your own original stuff to second guess yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think from so many experiences of having successes of writing and working with other people, they're like, man, you're creating amazing art for other people, but we want to hear your material. And
mm-hmm.
So songwriting is something huge. Also, vocal coaching. I have a huge passion working with youth and young adults, and I work for an awesome organization called the Atlanta Music Project, which is contracted through a performing arts center here, the Woodruff Arts Center, and literally we go to schools in the afternoon and we teach music, we teach theory, we teach piano, and the unfortunate way of our world, you know, a lot of music programs and art programs are kind of being, you know, taken out
mm-hmm.
of school because of funding. And nothing does my heart more, any more good than to meet a young person and, you know, to really help them cultivate who they are as a singer or a musician. And that's something that I pray to do for all of my career, is to really have that component that's tangible of teaching, of, you know, extending a hand back, because that's what someone did for me.
Right. That's awesome.
And, thank you. And, yeah, so everything is kind of still associated with music. I am getting inquiries from people about getting into the acting side of things, which I would love to. You know, I was telling a person earlier today that I'm one of those people, I know what I do well, I acknowledge what I do well. However, you know, if an opportunity comes, I'm all open to trying it, you know.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So if you had an opportunity to work with outside of the individuals that are already on your resume there, you know, who would you have or who would you want the opportunity to work with and actually do a track with?
Oh, wow. You know, what's so amazing about this question, I'm one of those guys that I believe in writing everything down, and I literally have a list of people. I'm so serious. Like, I'm so serious. And the top
Just
of my list.
Out there.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Absolutely, Missy Elliott, Outkast, and R. Kelly. There are three different people or groups. Outkast is a group. That automatically, they're like, when I think about just their catalog of music, it blows my mind. Like Missy Elliott, I had the privilege of connecting with her on Twitter maybe last year, and then I met her in person. I think it was the top of this year at a concert or show, and she's one of the most super coolest persons you'll ever meet. And, you know, when you think about Missy Elliott, you just think of excellence. Like, I don't think I've ever heard a bad Missy Elliott record, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't think I have either. Yeah. And when I have that same, you know, perspective of artists like Outkast and R. Kelly, it's like they're artists that are so amazing. It's like they could talk about air in such a way that you would love air, you know. And
right. They're
definitely three people that I cannot wait, because I know it's going to happen. I'm putting it out there, you know, I've got my list. I would love to work with them. Absolutely.
Well, I feel like those three right there definitely are some, I mean, that those are some great names. I would have expected the R. Kelly to be in there, but not the Missy Elliott or Outkast. So that just lets me know that you're a well-rounded individual when it comes to music.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Like,
I'm gonna take a quick song break, and I have a question. I'm gonna fall back onto what we just said, which is you being well-rounded with music. Something came to my mind as far as a question, so I'm gonna hold on to that. We're gonna jump into another one of your tracks. This one here is the track that you submitted just here recently, Can It Be Restored? You want to tell the people a little bit about this one?
Yes, Can It Be Restored is one of those love songs that kind of highlights the negatives of love. And essentially it's a song that's asking, I know I hurt you, I know I did you wrong, but can it be restored? So I hope you guys enjoy it.
And here we go, Can It Be Restored by Kenya Martin on Turn It Up Tuesdays.
I've tried to move forward, but words expressed from you deter the progress of what's hoped to be.
Of you and me and we,
you say you want me, but yet you're afraid.
Prove it to me, baby,
to give it all you have again.
Don't hold back.
Can we ever make amends?
It's time for you to take it. Trust that we can take it,
Questions racing through your head, and you hesitate to give me one more chance, but you understand how much I love you. I never meant to hurt you, yet you're unsure. If we can't ever be together without the pain of the past to haunt us, love sustains, but can it be restored? Now every day I try to make it right. I've compromised, giving you everything, sit by your side.
What more can I do
to make it clear to you how much you mean to me?
I made a mistake,
this residue of hurting you was wrong.
It
combined to love and push me
Can it be restored? Can it be restored?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, you know what? I'm not even about to ask you any questions in regards to that. We're going to leave that track right there.
Oh, wow.
We're going to leave it right there. But the question that I was going to ask prior to our song break was, the reason why I say I was shocked when you said Missy Elliott and Outkast, number one, you're a singer. And, and so there goes me being jaded. And number two, you know, coming from a home where your parents were obviously involved in church and religion was, I'm sure, a huge factor in your household. So how, you know, I know in some households you're not allowed to listen to that type of music because they consider it, you know, worldly music. Some people, when it comes to Christians or anybody that's of a religious background. So, you know, was that okay for your parents and for you to listen to that music, or did that come after you became older?
It was actually a huge, huge, huge blessing because my parents were absolutely okay with it. You know, they they really, really, really wanted me to get exposed to art. And, you know, I always use art because I personally, I just think that it's just so touchy-feely when people say, oh, well, this is sacred and this is sacred. Like, I totally get it. There's a time and a place for it. But I think that when we do that, we strip it away of what it is. It's art. You know, this is a person's expression. So what? You don't agree with it. So what? You think this is whack or trash. Granted, some of it very well may be that, but this is a person's art. And, you know, I remember my mom, she would play Whitney Houston's record, The Bodyguard, in the car. She would play the Clark Sisters. She would play the Sugar Hill Gang. And then she would go with Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. You know, so as a kid, I'm literally in the car, I'm listening to her sing all these different genres of music. And, you know, she just encouraged me, you know, as a singer, you want to be versatile. You want to be able to go into all settings and allow people to experience you, you know. So that was huge for me because there's a lot of, you know, PKs and church kids that, hey, you're only listening to gospel music. You're only doing
this.
But fortunately for me, that wasn't my story, and I'm so grateful because I really pull from everything, you know, even with Missy Elliott and Outkast, I pull from the way that they tell a story, you know, with their lyrics. It's almost amazing how their videos, literally, to me, they are the exact idea of, okay, when Missy Elliott wrote this record, I could see she saw this in her head, you know, and
yeah.
I just wanted to be an artist like that. I loved how, and, you know, specifically with Missy, she cultivated the careers of a lot of singers, going back to Nicole Ray, to Tweet, to Jasmine Sullivan most recently, you know. And I think in order to be great, you have to, one, surround yourself with great people, and, man, they are exceptional artists in my book. They really are.
Definitely. So speaking of painting pictures, this last track that I want to play, I actually, when I first heard your project on Bandcamp, I like played this track, I think, 5 or 6 times in a row. Because when you listen to the track, if one, again, just like you said, like the way you painted the picture with your lyrics, it just, like, wow, I could really see a lot of people. And I could vision a lot of individuals out there today going through what it is that you're describing in this song, as well as talking to us, the people, like, help. So the song is Bruises and Bloodshed.
Yes.
That's the song. And that song right there.
A lot of people love that record. I'm so glad you like it. Thank you.
Definitely. So if you could just give a little, you know, give the people a little feedback about the track before I play it.
Yes, so Bruises and Bloodshed is definitely a record that is not so bright and positive. It's one of those songs that talks about how you can experience love in one of the most horrific ways by way of an abusive relationship, verbally, mentally, physically. And it was based off of a story from a friend that was undergoing this. And again, I just chose to put it in the song. So This is Bruises and Bloodshed. It is. Yeah.
So here we go. Turn Up Tuesdays on Get Lifted Radio.
Morning, she's just getting home. Opens the door, await in a storm. Just await in a storm. She walks down the hall, turns off the alarm. Searches the dark, hoping he's gone. Hoping and praying he's gone. The rock from behind.
Yo, that track right there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that track was it's pretty deep, man. And I figured, I was like, you know what? It's either somebody that is very dear to him, or he has a really good visual. And if that's the case, he needs to be writing some screens, some scripts. For real.
Right.
But,
wow.
Man, you are,
you.
I just want to say, you are a very talented individual, and keep striving and keep doing what you do. I know you have a lot of faith. And you definitely believe in yourself because it shows. And if there's anything that we can ever do for you here at Get Lifted Entertainment, Get Lifted Radio, you know, you have our support here 100%.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. That truly means a lot. Thank you.
Definitely. So the next time I'm in the Atlanta area, I'm definitely going to, you know, make sure I keep in contact. And if you have anything going on while I'm there, I definitely would like to come and shake your hand and get my signed CD for sure.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Of course. Please hit me up.
I want to get mine before everybody else tried to, you know, I know what's going to happen. So I just try to get in where I fit in, you know.
Yeah.
But,
wow. That's love.
You
want to
give any shout-outs or anything like that, or any words of encouragement?
Yeah, certainly to any aspiring listeners that are, you know, even if you're not musical, if you just are aspiring to be successful, and this is another quote, I promise you I'm not this much of a quote person, but no, sincerely, I live by if you can be consistent, you can be great, you know, and that's what I want people to know by way of my art, you know, whatever it is that you want to be it, be consistent, create a dope product, and people will support it, you know, and I would just like to shout out, I think mom and dad, family in Charlotte, North Carolina are listening, as well as my manager, B. Brown, who really is a huge, 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 wonderful role model and example to me. And to the Get Lifted Radio family, thank you guys for having me. I've been super excited, and everybody has been so excited awaiting to hear the interview. So it's a blessing. It's awesome. Y'all are amazing.
Well, you're amazing yourself. And like I said, thank you, and you are welcome here anytime. If you are in the Jacksonville area, and, you know, you are looking for some locations to come here and perform or whatever I can do to help you, just let me know. And my hand is out there to be that extended help.
Wow. Thank you. I certainly will let you know, for sure.
All right, sir. Well, we're not going to keep you any longer than I already have anticipated. I wanted to make sure that I gave the people a little bit more of you, and I wanted to get all three of those tracks in. I was just going to play the one, but I was like, yeah, I'm not even going to tease my listeners like that. No. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll have to have a follow-up, you know, and I'll definitely be following what you got going on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Big shout-out to y'all over there in Charlotte, North Carolina, if you're listening.
Absolutely. Shout-out to
you.
Love
have
y'all.
A great night, sir.
You too. I will keep in contact. Thank you again.
All right. Blessings to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Mr. King.
I am sitting in the pews, looking down at my shoes, repenting for my sins. You ain't heard the news. Jesus Christ is coming back. Y'all better get prepared. God gave his only son to save us because he cared. I'm trying, y'all. I'm sorry I'm not perfect. To gain the whole world and lose your soul, it ain't worth it. Rappers won't tell you this, but I'm gonna tell you this. God done got a hold of me. Look at how he molded me. And I'm about to take back everything the devil stole from me. C-Tag Music, this is gospel poetry. I'm not afraid of Kanye. I'm not afraid of Lil Wayne. I'm not afraid of Jay-Z. I'm not afraid of 2 Chainz. Cause when it comes to the flow, I can go. I go harder for Christ than any rapper that you know. I know one thing, there's only one king. I'm not ashamed, do you know his name?
The great I am, Father, Son, tell the world who I am.
The Lord Jesus Christ,
I call him the great I am. Father, Son, tell the world who I am. I talk like them, so I'ma have to go ham. Father, Son, tell the world who I am.
convert the church to the streets. I'm trying to bring the streets to the church. You people playing with God's words, I never will. Stop lying to the church, boy, and keep it real. You never sold dope, you never bust a gun. Drive-by shootings, you never had to run. I pray for the real gangsters and ex-cons. Some call it dumb, but that's where I'm from. That could have been me outside the Exxon, bleeding from my chest on the ground looking like Trayvon. You can look at me and tell that God ain't done. I done been to jail, it ain't fun. And every CD I have done, I mention God. Be careful who you putting in your iPod. I know one thing, there's only one king. I'm not ashamed, do you know his name?
The great I am, Father said, Son, tell the world who I am.
The Lord Jesus Christ,
I call him the great I am. Father said, Son, tell the world who I am. I talk like them, so I'ma have to go ham.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magi Love. We're live right here on Get Lifted Radio. And unfortunately, I'm trying to get used to these new-looking icons that they done upgraded on this Blog Talk platform here. So I thought I was unmuted when I was exiting, closing out with our guests. So make sure you follow Mr. Kenyon Martin, K-E-E-Y-E-N Martin, on Twitter. Also, go check him out on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere where you could purchase music and have it readily available on your device. Just type in Kenyon Martin and support this young man. I definitely feel like he has what it takes to be in that and at that next level of superstar status. So. Let's show these artists some support. I'm going to do my part and definitely use my iTunes card and go on there and purchase a couple more tracks just to show some love to him. But this next track I'm going to play is by Southern Comfort. This is an artist, up-and-coming artist from our label, Graveyard Entertainment. Graveyard Entertainment actually will be here in Jacksonville, Florida on April the 12th. Performing at One Spark, so stay on the lookout for that information coming through our Twitters and Facebook. And shout out to Southern Comfort and Sir Nasty for making all things happen as we try to do as a team, and I'm glad that they'll be able to make it here for this event. So here we go with Voices by Southern Comfort.
Forgiveness through his song.
I'm hearing voices.
And Lord, I done made some bad choices.
I'm hearing voices.
just not at that time. I had love on my heart and sex on my mind. No time to settle down, no time for baby mama. If you got pregnant back then, I made you see your doctor. I couldn't be your father, I wasn't ready yet. I killed a couple kids, I wasn't ready yet. I harbor much regret for all my sons and daughters, cause I can't bring them back. Make me a place in heaven, let me see all my kids. Tell them I'm wrong for what I did and they deserve to live. I'm not bragging about it, that's not what this is. I gotta kill it, if I expect forgiveness.
Taking any more, no more prisoners. We ain't taking any more, no more prisoners. listen up, whoa. We ain't taking no more prisoners. I'ma keep on sitting, never quitting when it's getting rough, so just say no to giving up, yo. Life is too short, so just live it up. Folks are too quick to be getting but losing control and go straight for the physical. I ain't trying to hate, but I just can't relate with that prison stuff. Any given day, those get reached by more than beginner's luck. Gotta give a lot, way more than a little buck. Gotta have them all in a row. When it comes to your ducks, you gotta be willing to grow. But at the same time, when they throw a low blow, that's when you juking the knot, tucking your pride. Cut up that custom and fuss and grind. Trusting myself that you won't be just mine. Whatever the type of stand they try, the thrust in your eye, whatever the lie, they posing about you online. Yo, all of this life is designed in the mind. All of this life is designed in the mind. All of this life is designed in the mind. All of this life is designed in the mind.
Everything I've been looking for. Plus smoke, but I'ma play my role. ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? Every dollar just to look good like you should. Nails, hair, did even pedicure down the foot. Looking for a guy who noticed your mind, not only from behind. She got dreams like mine. She want a star in a limelight, just second ball when it's right. Food channel feed down, they not the talk of the type. So disrespect the set, you be gone by the night. Girl, I just wanna don't fight like Mario, I give a fight. In the middle of the night, she call me when she alone. She got a thong on seasoning, but that's alright. You everything I need plus more, but I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? You everything I've been looking for, plus more, but I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? They call me Press. Press a star to be exact. Stop that, break they neck. Chase the doorway, break a sweat with Pedro, slide off in the vet. Hit it uptown, lay the downtown with a couple freaks. Hit them on a ship, we easy shine on these. And I ball break it, knees, we make a good couple. Like Beyonce and Jay-Z, clean. But my money filthy. Headed to the top and the city coming with me. You everything I need plus more. But I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? You everything I've been looking for. Plus smoke, but I'ma play my role so there's a secret. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you?
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. That was Prez, the star. You can follow him on Twitter. You ask me at Prez, P-R-E-S-T-H-E, star. Prez, the star. We're going to keep this thing rolling. I got the winner of our Play or Nay poll. This is the second week in a row. Mr. Hendy himself with Feeling Legit is the winning track of the Play or Nay poll. So we're going to go ahead and put that in rotation real quick. You can follow him on Twitter at Hendy_got_bars. And here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magi Love. Bow.
That's on my kids because I've been the king. I've been the vet, you other niggas, it's beginning leagues. Everybody hates Hendy like it's 10-3. I got 1,000 hating, 7 folks defending me. But that's the life I'm used to, fucking. I'm telling niggas what it is cause I'm used to trucking. I mean, because you hot nefs that don't mean nothing. Chickens trying to cross roads, but they used to clucking. Traveling and making moves, that's what I do. But you graveling and hating dudes, they gonna lose. I ain't gabbling and chasing fools, that shit on you. All you babbling and faking dudes, I do this music for you. I be chilling, that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killing the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip, I know I'm the shit. I be chilling, that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killing the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip and booming the grass.
Some say cocky, but I always keep confidence. Speak on anything I ever have a problem with. Hate is the biggest reason that I go strong with this. Thoughts processing music the way I'm solving shit. Speaking real, won't hurt to tell the truth. Hate say I'm a man, but I've been one since my youth. And now I'm all alone, couple niggas turn they back on me. Couple foul bitches setting up some traps on me. You never ever hear me rap about the trap, homie. Don't need validation, moving silence is stacked, homie. Money ain't a thing, but when it comes, it changes. The attitude's different in portion ranges. I just stay in my lane and keep focused. Anything out of the ordinary, that's up there for you to notice. And if you feeling legit, I promise you gon' quote this. And if you really feeling it, then I promise you gon' notice.
Yeah, I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip, I know I'm the shit. I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip and booming the ass.
Lately I've been feeling legit. I'm going hard striving for greatness cause I'm aiming the way. I got a couple niggas hating, I ain't feeling that shit. I'm just trying to make my paper, buy my mom a new crib. And now they upstairs pillow talking about the kid and how I'm rocking. Niggas claiming CEO but never even seen an office. I'm just trying to get right, making moves without no talking. Never entertain a nigga wearing pants without no pockets. I'm going hard to say I did it though. I hit the booth, record a track, and now I'm doing shows. Never been the type of nigga that was too so low. Real niggas recognize real, so I'ma let you know. And I ain't even on no cocky shit. Ain't even gotta brag about this life and how I live. My flow's legitimately fly, and that's just how I did. The shit that I've been doing, peep my sass and y'all legit.
Yeah, I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip, I know I'm the shit. I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm feeling legit, I'm feeling legit. I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage, they was all on my dick and tugging the tip and booming the grip.
I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm
feeling legit, I'm feeling legit.
And I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage,
they was all on my dick and tugging the tip, I know I'm the shit.
See, I be chillin', that's why I'm kinda cocky, cause I'm
feeling legit, I'm feeling legit.
And I remember all the times we had, killin' the stage,
they was all on my dick and tugging the tip and booming the grip.
Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make you say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Lift off. Thank you.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, they'll admit they often go overboard with their limited-time offerings. They just can't help themselves. Take their new signature sampler. You get wings and three shareable options like fried pickles or cheese curds. Then there's their aptly named over-the-top nachos, a literal mountain of crispy tortilla chips loaded with your choice of pulled pork or honey barbecued grilled chicken, jalapenos, and more. Then top it all off with their new platinum margarita. Go overboard with them today at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Available for a limited time while supplies last. Please drink responsibly.